Thanks for listening to today's message. We hope that it will encourage you and help you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.
Building community, having a sense of community is really important in the life of a church. So it's so good that we can be together. And so I mentioned just welcoming our newcomers today, guests. If you are just joining us today, we have been in a series the last few weeks focusing on hearing God. And I want to just say again, what an awesome privilege we have to be able to hear God's voice. Would you agree with that this morning? It's a wonderful gift that God has given to us. The reality, we've been talking about this the last few weeks, how that God still speaks. And I love that song again. The wind and the waves still obey his name. And there's power in the name of Jesus. There's life in his word. We talked about the Zoe life a few weeks ago and how that his word brings life to us. We've been talking about how that God still speaks. God speaks through his word, through the Bible. Everyone just take your Bible for a minute, raise it up. Or if your Bible is in your... Yeah, I see all these cell phones go up. You know what? The beauty of your device is that you got about 25 different translations in there. So you can be checking out the Greek and all that kind of stuff along the way. You can be way ahead of me if you want. But it's just good that we have so much access to God's word today. It's absolutely incredible. Last week, we talked about two primary ways that God speaks to us through his word, through the Bible, through the scriptures. We said that God speaks to us universally through the Logos word, which is a general word. It's a word that applies to everybody. And there's all kinds of examples in the Bible of God's universal word, Logos word. Logos is a Greek word for word. And then we said last week that God speaks to us also personally, and we can receive personal words from God through his word. And so that's why so often when we're reading the scripture, when we're reading the Bible, God's word, that it's like there are times when it's just like a scripture just literally explodes, just jumps off the page at us. And I shared a couple of stories how that has happened to me recently. And we call that the Rhema word, which is a word that is targeted at individuals. So while we have a universal word, God's word also speaks to us personally. And there's going to be times when that becomes very much a reality. And so as I was just reflecting on this, even preparing for this morning, it just reminded me again of how God just wants to have a relationship with us. It's one thing to have that universal word, but there's something very special about the fact that God wants to communicate with us personally, and he wants to have a personal relationship with us. And so just a thought here, too, that when it comes to hearing God's voice, we need to be thinking in terms of not just wanting to hear God's voice when we're in trouble. Because let's face it, there are people that the only time they cry out to God is when they are in trouble. And maybe you've been there. Maybe some of you, that's where you are this morning. I want you to know that God wants us to have this relationship with him where we can actually experience hearing his voice on a constant, daily, continual basis. And so it's not just when we're in trouble. It's not just when things are going bad that we cry out to God. But the fact is that we can have this wonderful opportunity to hear God's voice as a way of life, as a way of life. And just to think that the same God, and we've said this a couple of times already, the same God who spoke the world into existence is the same God who still speaks to us today. Absolutely an amazing gift. In our Wednesday night practicum that we've been doing, there was a lady who shared a testimony this past Wednesday night as we gathered together. There's about between 25 and almost 40, actually, that are taking this in two different settings. But one lady, she shared this week how that as she has began to do the exercises that we are doing, we're not doing aerobics, stuff like that, but we are doing some little exercises, some things that can help to practice learning to hear God's voice. She said that what it's been doing, this person's getting up there in years, what she said is how that what we've been doing has actually been re-energizing and kind of re-kickstarting her relationship with God. And so, you know what, it's never too late to actually begin to, you know, some of you maybe have heard God's voice in the past, and after a while, maybe things just became a little bit mundane. But I want to encourage you that you can begin to have this re-energized relationship with God. And part of it comes through engaging the Word of God on a continual basis. And so I want to, just a couple of little tips for you, I want to just leave with you. That as you read the Scriptures, as you engage the Bible, the Word of God, you may not have been able to be part of the practicum, but here's just a thought. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Okay? Begin to involve that question every time you read the Scripture, every time you read the Bible. Say, Holy Spirit, what message do you have for me today? What are you wanting me to learn today? What is it that I need to be paying attention to? So these are little questions that you can have as you begin to have this conversation with God. And another great question that we talked about last week in our practicum is, what do I need to do about this? In other words, sometimes God might have a command in there. Sometimes God might have something that he wants you to do. Maybe a change in behavior. Maybe there's something that you need to let go of, or something, an area, a habit that needs to, you know, whatever, it's something that you've been doing that is not good for you. And you sense the Holy Spirit speaking to you through his word of perhaps a change that is necessary. And so continue just to keep your heart open to God's voice as he speaks to you through his word. Now today what we're going to do is we're going to look at some other ways that God speaks. We spent a lot of time talking about how God speaks through the Bible, through his word. And today we're going to focus on some other ways that God speaks. We're going to look at a couple that are less common, and we're going to look at some that are more common. Job 33 verse 14 says that God speaks in different ways, but we don't always recognize his voice. And I think it's just really interesting that God will not be limited to just one way. God has many ways to speak to us. So the first one that we're going to look at today, the first way that God speaks to us, and from time to time this might happen to you, it might have happened, is with an audible voice. And let me give you a couple of examples. In the Old Testament, we have the story of Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 1, where God spoke to this young man, this young boy, and he called out his name, and he said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel eventually replied, and he said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Another example would be in the New Testament, where Saul, he was not an apostle yet, Saul was actually a terrorist of the church. And he'd been persecuting the young church. And one time on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, God spoke to Saul with an audible voice and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? When I was looking at these two examples, I thought, if you ever hear your name and there's no one in the room and you hear James, James, there's a good chance it's God speaking to you, because it almost looks like he often calls your name twice in the midst of that. Just a thought, just whatever it's worth. But now, let's face it, some of you perhaps have had an experience like where God has spoken to you in an audible voice. Personally, I have not. I don't think I've ever actually heard. Maybe I wasn't listening at the time, but I don't think I have ever personally heard God speak in an audible way. But I just want to be open to that possibility, because we see this as something that happened from time to time in Scripture. I would say if you have had that experience, maybe there might be some of you that have had that experience. And To be honest with you, I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to talk to me. Send me an email. Get in touch. I'd love to hear if you've ever had that experience. I think it'd be great to hear that one. Another way that God speaks, again, perhaps less common today, the reason being that sometimes the ones that we're touching on here at the beginning are less common is because, for one thing, they didn't have the scriptures back in those days the way we have the Bible today. Although we will look at some ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us in a moment. The second way is through angels. And I don't want to get everybody weirded out here today that we're, you know, as a church, we're going to go out and we're just be looking for audible voices and angels and things like that. But the reality is that there are many examples as well in the Bible where God used an angel, an angelic being to speak to his people, to get someone's attention. The word angel in both the Hebrew and the Greek simply means messenger. Did you know that? It means messenger. That's what the word angel actually means. And so an angel was simply someone who was a messenger from God. And from time to time, God would use an angel. Probably one of the most familiar angels that we know about was the angel Gabriel, right? In the book of Luke, who came to Mary. And we're going to be celebrating some of this in the next few weeks as we enter into the Christmas season. And we're totally okay with that. We see how this angel came to Mary, this young virgin woman, and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And we see in Luke chapter 1 this conversation between Mary, this young woman, and this angel, the angel of God, a messenger from God. And the angel went on to say, "Mary, you will be with child, and you will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus." It was an angel that came with that message to Mary. Likewise, at the same period of time, God used an angel to speak to Joseph. Joseph was her husband-to-be. They weren't married yet. Now, Joseph was you can imagine how he would have been quite troubled in his soul when he discovered that his wife-to-be, who he was engaged to, was pregnant. And this, in fact, the Bible says that he was thinking of a way to privately actually divorce her, not get rid of her, but just, you know, call off this whole thing. But it was during the night, Matthew chapter 1, if you're taking notes, and there is an outline in your bulletin, I should have told you that sooner, that you can just be filling in the blanks and writing little notes along the way. It was in Matthew chapter 1 that an angel appeared to Joseph, the Bible says, in a dream. And the angel said to Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child in her is from the Holy Spirit." And so we see examples of, just a couple of quick examples of how God used angels to speak. And you hear stories today from time to time of people who have actually encountered an angel and have experienced God's voice through them. Another way that God speaks sometimes is through as we were going through this material, is through other phenomena. In other words, unusual things that maybe are not, again, audible voices and angels may not be absolutely commonplace in everyday Christian living. And the reality is there are other things that happen from time to time. Let me give you a couple of examples. When God spoke to Moses from a burning bush, how many would say that would be a phenomena, something that is unusual? But we see how God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush back in the book of Exodus. God one time used a donkey to speak to a guy by the name of Balaam. Now, let me tell you, if you walk into the barn and the donkey starts talking, you better pay attention, okay? But again, not a normal something that we should be necessarily looking for, but God does use these kinds of phenomena to speak. Another example would be with King Belshazzar in the book of Daniel, and how King Belshazzar was, you know, he was actually guilty of blaspheming God, using the vessels from the temple. He was the king of Babylon, and he thought, let's have a party, and let's go and gather up all of the cups and the vessels from the tabernacle, the temple, and bring them out, and we're going to use them to drink and indulge ourselves. And this night of revelry broke out. And God spoke to Belshazzar. And you know the story, some of you, when the Bible says that a hand began to write across the wall. And Belshazzar was frozen in his seat as he looked out and he saw what was happening. And he knew that there was something, that there was a message there for him. And it was like, you know, your life is going to be required of you. And basically, God used Daniel, who was kind of known to interpret dreams, and they pulled him out of the forest kind of thing, and God used him to speak to Belshazzar. So God, we see examples of how God uses different things to get people's attention. I'll never forget one time, this was many, many years ago, right here in on this church property, that there was a man, and I'll never forget him sharing his story with me. We had our cross lit up at Christmas time one night. And it was in the wee hours of the morning. And this man was away from God and backslidden and far from God. And it was snowing. And as he drove by, he said he saw the cross lit up. And it was like God grabbed his heart. God grabbed his, it wasn't like a phenomenal thing, but it was something that God used to speak to him. And it was through that experience that he recommitted his life to the Lord. I'll never forget that story. I want to ask you the question. Has God ever used something out of the ordinary, an unordinary experience or a phenomena to speak to you? This would be a great maybe conversation in your small group if you wanted to engage this one. The big idea, as I've already mentioned, is that God refuses to limit himself to only one way of communicating. He can, let's face it, God can use any choice, any way he wants. If God wants to speak through a donkey, if God wants to speak through a burning bush, if God wants to speak through whatever phenomena that he wants to, he can do that. That's God's prerogative. And so we need to be open to those kinds of possibilities. And so that's three. We're going to look at number four, which we're beginning to become, it's becoming a little bit more common, and that is God often speaks through dreams and visions. Again, in the Old Testament, God appeared to Abraham in a vision. And if you know the story of Abraham and his wife Sarah were up in age, they were well past childbearing years. But in Genesis 15, God had promised that his wife Sarah was going to have a baby. And as time went on, nothing was happening. But we find in Genesis 15, God appeared to Abraham in a vision, confirming his promise that he and his wife Sarah would have a son. In the New Testament, and I love this example as well, where Peter, who was one of the disciples of Jesus, now an apostle, of Christ in the early church, it was in a vision that God actually corrected Peter's theology. And what was happening was Peter, he was a Jew, did not believe that the Gentiles could experience the grace of God the way they experienced it. He didn't believe that even though he had been with Jesus and understood that, you know, they were to go into all the world to preach the gospel, he could not grasp the fact that if you were not a Jew, that you could actually be saved, that you could actually know Jesus, that you could actually have a relationship with God. And so God had to correct his theology, and so God gave, and you can read about this in Acts chapter 10, God gave Peter an amazing vision that corrected his theology and attitude towards the Gentiles. The reality is sometimes we have to be corrected. Sometimes we believe something, we're so committed to something, and it takes something unusual to actually bring correction to us. And we see this example with Peter. Dreams and visions, another word would might be pictures. Sometimes God gives to us pictures of things. Dreams and visions are more common ways that God speaks. My wife Barb, who happens to be out of town right now for a few days, often receives dreams, especially dreams. Dreams that at times where she, and she'll wake up in the morning and sometimes she'll write it down or sometimes she'll just hold it inside for a little while. But dreams that encourage, dreams that sometimes in those dreams, God actually, there's a warning in the dream that we need to pay attention to. And a number of times she's shared something with me and we've conversed together. There's a couple of times where I've had a dream that actually complemented, was almost like a part two of the dream that she had had. And it, very interesting to have those times. And we have to, sometimes they're just pizza dreams, okay? Let's face it, all right? Sometimes they're just dreams because you ate too much Chinese food last night or whatever. But there are times when you know that that dream is from God. Recently, we had our global workers with us, Phil and Judy Bowler, visiting from Africa. And they shared how that in the countries where they've been serving, that there's a high Muslim population. And they shared how that God is using dreams and visions to reach the Muslims. And some of you came out Sunday night when they shared some of their stories, remarkable stories, amazing stories of how God was using dreams and visions to reach the Muslim population. God said that in the last days, and I think you would agree with me this morning, that we are, if we're not in the last days, we're very, very close to those last days. We are in those last days. He said that in the last days, dreams and visions would become commonplace. Now again, sometimes we get a little bit weirded out by some of this stuff. But the Bible actually says in the last days, he said in the last days, he said, he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. And he said, your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. And I don't think he's saying that to limit that it's only going to be young guys are going to get the visions and the old guys are going to get the dreams. I think it's just a picture here that there's going to be all of these different examples of how God is going to speak to his people. And so my encouragement to us this morning is because the word of God, which is our authoritative word, we need to be open to these kinds of ways that God is going to speak to us and not be afraid and not be fearful. At the same time, I want to mention, and we've been trying to say this all the way along, that we're going to, the last message in this series, we're going to be talking about how to stay in bounds and boundaries and stay in the green zone and things like that. But the reality is none of this stuff none of these things can actually overstate what the scripture says. And so if you hear a voice, God saying something that completely violates scripture, then that's not from God. Okay? Simple as that. So we'll save that for another day. But just, I want to encourage us this morning, we need to be open to these different kinds of ways that God speaks. Number five, as we move along, another way that God speaks in a very common way is through other people. Through other people. I have people that speak into my life all the time, and I know that God has a word that they are sharing with me, and it's come to me through them. The Holy Spirit, again, as we focus on the Spirit of God who's been given to us today, the Holy Spirit has given many speaking gifts to the church. And the ones that we are probably most familiar with is preaching, teaching. We see how God has given those kinds of preaching and teaching gifts to certain people that God uses to help speak to us. Another example would be how that Jesus actually, part of the Great Commission in Mark chapter 16, He said to his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Proclaim, to be a herald of it. To carry the message. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good tidings, who bring the message of God to people. Romans 10 says, and how will they hear without someone preaching to them? The Apostle Paul, another example, Acts chapter 20, was used by God to teach the word of God to the Ephesian church. Remember again, these guys didn't have all of what we have today. But God used speaking gifts. Acts 20, he says, and you know I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. Over the years, and I think we could, there's probably many examples of this. Over the years, I've had the joy of being able to sit under some wonderful people who have proclaimed the word of God, and how God has used them to speak words of life into my soul. And I'm sure many of you have had those kind of examples as well, where you can think back to maybe as a child. I'll give you one example for me. I was like 17 years old, and we were in a Sunday evening service in Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, and it was a small evening gathering, and the preacher was preaching and just giving his word that night. And in the middle of it all, he said something to the effect that I'm praying and believing God and trusting God that God is going to be calling some young men into the ministry. And for years, I had fought even any kind of notion of that. For the longest time, you know, my dad was a pastor, and I thought the last thing I want to do is be a pastor. And it wasn't that my dad was a bad example of a pastor, but it was just something that I could not see myself doing. And it was in that small little Sunday night church in Manitoba, as a 17-year-old kid, I was in grade 12 of high school at the time, that God spoke to my heart and said, Dave, you need to say yes to what that guy has just been talking about. And it scared me for a minute, but I'll never forget. I heard God speak to me clearly. It just hit me in the heart. And it was that night that I said yes. And I've never doubted that call, ever. There's times that I've tried to get away from it, but I've never doubted it, that God had called me into pastoral ministry. He was saying, we need pastors. We need young men who will rise up and say yes to the call of God on their lives and become pastors. And so that's a little bit how I got this job. Anyway, the point is that God uses people. God uses people anointed by the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Number 6. Again, another way that God speaks is through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. And all of these could be whole sermon series if we were to get into it. But we see many examples of this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. If you want to write this into your notes, those three chapters would be a great example of where we see the gifts of the Spirit in operation and how they've been given to the church. Prophetic gifts, prophetic words, gifts of prophecy that are intended to edify, to exhort, to encourage. We see that. The song that we sang, in many ways, I felt was like a prophetic word to our church this morning. To let go, my soul. To let go, to trust God with our whatever we need to trust Him with this morning. And the Holy Spirit brings these words of life to us. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, tongues and interpretation of tongues are all gifts that God has given to the church that He will use to speak to us. And so again, my encouragement to us this morning is to be open. I realize that in a room like this, that there are some of you that maybe this is the first time you've even heard of some of this stuff. You've never heard of an angel speaking. You've never heard God speaking in an audible. You talk the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What's that? all I'm trying to do this morning is introduce the reality that God speaks to us in a lot of different ways. And he knows exactly what we need at the time. The last one that I want to leave with us this morning, and I think this is something that I hope that we can relate to, maybe in a more personal way, and that is how God uses whispers and his still small voice. Sometimes that's another word that is used for his whispers. For me, I've just become increasingly aware that more and more that what I hear from God are through his whispers. And when I use the word whispers, it could come in the form of thoughts. You know, you might have thoughts that go through your mind, and it's very likely that some of those thoughts are from God. And they come in the form of a whisper, a thought, a prompting. Sometimes you hear someone say, you know, I just feel prompted to do this or to do that or to speak to this person. Those are God's whispers. Or a nudge. Have you ever felt nudged? You know, that you need to go and talk to that person. And things like that, a nudge, a sense, an impression. I feel impressed. I'm just using different words to try to help to capture your heart this morning. Let me share with you a scripture in 1 Kings chapter 19. And it'll be on the screen here behind us this morning. In 1 Kings chapter 19, where, and this is an experience that Elijah the prophet had. And he said, and the Lord said to Elijah, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Let me read that again. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he pulled his coat over his face and he went out and stood at the entrance to the cave. Friends, there's something special about the whisper of God that gets our attention. I don't know about you, but I spent some time thinking about this week. I mentioned at the beginning how that God wants to have a personal relationship with us. That's why we have the universal words, but we also have the rhema words, the personal words. Because God wants to speak to us personally. And I don't know about you, but somehow a relationship has to be more than shouting and earthquakes and fire. Would you agree with that this morning? A relationship has to be more than all of these phenomenal things that happen from time to time. Occasionally, God might use some demonstrative way to get our attention. And God may have used something very demonstrative to get your attention because you weren't paying attention. You weren't listening. You maybe were far from God, and God needed a donkey or a 2x4 to whack you over the side of the head to cause you to wake up and pay attention. God will never abuse you, by the way. I shouldn't have said 2x4. That was just for emphasis purposes. Sometimes God will use demonstrative ways to alert us to something that is going on. Maybe a warning, and sometimes we need that. Like I'm driving my car down the road, and all of a sudden I hear the siren in the background. What's the purpose of the siren? It's to warn us. It's to alert us to something different. And I believe strongly that God from time to time will alert us, will warn us, will use something to get our attention, because he needs to get our attention. But when it comes to relationship, are you with me? When it comes to relationship and the joy of being able to hear God's whispers, because I think this is something that can be a very common everyday occurrence, like 24/7 occurrence, where we can hear God's whispers. It comes, the whisper of God comes out of relationship. It comes out of intimacy. It comes out of closeness. It comes out of quietness and stillness. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." We live in a world this morning where there is so much noise. There's so much stuff that's competing for our quietness and stillness. So many things going on where sometimes it's almost impossible to hear the voice of God, the whisper of God. And that's why I think we need to pay attention and be reminded that there are times we need to shut out the distractions. We need to say no to certain things. We need to put boundaries on our social media. We need to put boundaries on how much we, you know, the things that compete for our attention, so that we can hear the whisper of God. I want to ask you this morning, how many of you can relate to God's whispers? Yeah, hands all over this place. And my encouragement to you that this is a common way that God speaks. And this is one of the things that we're trying to do in our Hearing God series, is so that we can move from the demonstrative ways that God speaks, where we can actually learn to hear his voice on a daily, constant basis. And what a joy. What a privilege to be able to have those conversations with God and to hear his voice. I came across this quote this week by Lisa Bevere. She writes this. She says, "Hushed tones carry profound and intimate pronouncements to those who will quiet themselves enough to hear the whisper of the Father." I thought, what a great word. Hushed tones carry profound and intimate pronouncements to those who will quiet themselves enough to hear the whisper of the Father. And so I'm going to invite our worship team to come back. I want to encourage us this morning . You see, sometimes it's not always a "does God speak" question, but is it possibly a relationship question? Is it possibly at times where we've got to get our relationship with God in a place where we can hear his voice in that intimate, relational way? I'm going to invite you to bow your heads with me. There's times when we just need to, in the midst of the crazy storm out there, we need to see our soul become quiet. We need to see our soul stilled so that we can hear his voice out of relationship. God might use something supernatural and profound to get our attention, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to God wants to have a relationship with us. And right now, I sense that the Holy Spirit is whispering to some of you this morning. I want you just to take your hand, just with your eyes closed, and put your hand over your heart. And would you just right now, would you just ask the question? If you want to say it out loud, or loud enough for you to hear yourself, or just under your breath, say, Holy Spirit, would you speak to me? What are you speaking to me about this morning? What are you whispering to me this morning? What are you trying to say to me? What have you been doing recently that's been, you've been trying to get my attention about something? Some of you this week, maybe God has spoken to you in a very profound way. Maybe he's shaken you to the core. Maybe something, maybe he's used, we didn't even touch on this one this morning, but sometimes God uses circumstances to get our attention. Sometimes God uses things that are very difficult to bring us to a place of full surrender and trust. Maybe God's been speaking to you this week, and now he's just whispering to you and saying, what are you going to do about it? Maybe there's something in that song that we've just sung, and so let go, let go, let go. Maybe he's saying, you need to let go of that. If you keep holding on to that, it's going to harm you. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your family. You need to let go of it. It's the whisper of God. Whatever it is. And so, Holy Spirit, right now, I'm just saying, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, would you speak to us right now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There may be some of you here this morning, and with your heads bowed, there may be someone today, and you're here in this place, and you heard the voice of God to go to church today, to come to church today, come and be with us today. Maybe you're here this morning, but you're not serving Jesus. Maybe you've been away from God. You've been distant. God is calling you home. The song we sang earlier, it says, boldly, I can come. Boldly, I approach your throne. You are welcoming us home. God is speaking to you this morning. He's whispering. He's saying, it's time to come home today. It's time to give your life to Jesus. And if that's you this morning, I want to encourage you to do that right now. Right where you're sitting. God's speaking to you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He's whispering to you. Don't wait for him to shout at you. Just say yes to his whisper. I mentioned earlier how God used a preacher. And through that voice, I accepted a call into ministry. Maybe God is calling you to something this morning. And he's just waiting for you to say yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I've sensed the Lord this morning. Even before the service today, as we were praying in our little upper room prayer time before, I was just sensing the word was quietness. And to speak quietness over you this morning. To take time for quietness, to take time for stillness. To allow God to speak to you. To allow him to whisper to your soul.
because wellness is not found in all the Eastern religions or some other stuff, but wellness can only be found. The wellness of soul can only be found in a personal relationship with Jesus. And allow him to speak to you every day. Every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I really felt God wanting to encourage us this morning. And so, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. You know what? The good thing is that you can take that stillness and quietness with you. Even with a house full of kids this afternoon, you can have a quiet soul. Amen? Amen. Give out some hugs.
Thanks again for listening to today's message. We hope that it encouraged you as you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.